Father, we come before you. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because we know that we are more through him who loved us. Lord God, we thank you that we are victorious. We thank you, Lord, that you woke each and every single one of us up this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new each and every morning. And as we have come and gathered together on this master's call, we thank you for the founders of this call, two precious, victorious women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Because of them being faithful to you and saying yes to you, we have the manifestation of this awesome call. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family also, my Lord, because that is the thread that has brought many of us together. So we want to love on you and honor you and extol your greatness. And as the call is going forward, Father, we thank you that there will be no type of hindrances, no static. Father God, your people are going to be able to receive the word of God that is coming forward from your servant, your victorious woman of God. We know she has a word for us, Father. We know that she is blessed. We know that she is anointed. We know that there is not one thing missing in her life, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for filling her to overflowing because she is going to pour out to your people as you have instructed her to do so. And we thank you that she is more than a conqueror, Lord God. She is a victorious woman of God. This call is awesome. And we bless you, we honor you, and we extol your holy name in the name of Jesus. Well, Master's Call family, we love you. I am going to turn the call over to our host. Are you there, victorious host, in the name of Jesus?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can, precious. God bless you.
God bless you and praise the Lord. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy, and just so thankful that we all have another day together, thus assembled, to give honor, praise, and glory to our Lord Jesus. So congratulations to all of you for waking up this morning and saying yes to this call. We're just so excited again. So the Master's Call, in case this is your first time on the call, the Master's Call was found October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We're just so excited because they said yes to the Lord when he gave them this call. And another thing that was really awesome about this call is God has given them a mission statement to stand on, and that mission statement can be found on our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will be able to read our mission statement, which is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as we begin our day. And Master's Call family, this call does exactly that. We start this call off in prayer. We end this call off in prayer. We have a good word in between that, and we encourage each other at the beginning of the call. That's why we encourage you to call in 10 minutes before so you have an opportunity to fellowship with each other and see how your day is going. And the call, the scripture reference, I should say, that this call stands on is from Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we're just excited what God is doing in our lives. We're excited that God gives us an opportunity to shift the atmosphere with prayer. And beloved, we just invite you to stay on our website and see all that is going on. Another awesome thing about our website is it's interactive. So it gives you an opportunity to go into the comment section to leave comments, prayer requests, testimonies, praise reports, or just to shoot us a line and say hello. And if you would much rather use our email address, that is info@themasterscall.net. There you can do the same. But what's so amazing about this website, it gives you prayer directives when we have events or conferences, or if there's a fasting season, and you can find those prayer directives on the face of the website. It also gives you information on how to join us. And it tells you, we invite you to join us each and every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock Pacific time out there with our songbird, 6 o'clock Mountain time, 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern. And again, if you want to hear the message in its entirety for that same day, you would dial 712-432-1085 with the same access code 957-677-pound. And not only did Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon listen to the voice of God when they gave them this call, they also set time aside on Fridays for your personal prayer requests, testimonies, and praise reports. So we encourage you, if you want to be prayed over, if you want to hear the word from the Lord hitting your life that weekend and following days thereafter, stay on the call after the master's call on Fridays to have your prayer requests heard. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, which is the morning motivation call. And that call was led by Dorothy Cook, our platinum president, our godmother, we call her godmother, Dorothy Cook. She is an amazing woman of God, and she has a motivational call, which is also led by artistpreneurs. And you may say, well, wait a minute, what does Artist International have to do with a prayer call? And what is an artistpreneur? And what's a platinum president? And who is Godmother Dorothy Cook? Well, I am so glad that you asked that question. Artist International is a debt-free, sold out to the Lord, health and wellness company that's not only changing people's mindsets, not only changing people's health reports, but it's also changing people's zip codes, people's bank account statements, and just so much more. So we encourage you to go and listen to that call, but also to go back to the person who told you about this call and ask him to minister the word about Artist International, a health and wellness company sold out to the Lord. Well, there's so many of the things I can tell you about. This weekend that just passed was the Artist Empowerment Conference in the Bahamas, so we continue to pray for safety and well travels for those who went out there. We know that they artist the world, and all roads led there. I cannot wait to hear the phenomenal time that they had. But I'm going to go ahead and move over so this woman of God could come on the line and tell us, thus saith the Lord. Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott says, by no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. The statement introduces Dr. Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than the moment in which you're living. There's a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There's a stage before you, and she advises you to walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. And she also says that there's a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. She's a staunch advocate for generations to come, and Dr. Scott uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teachings. There's so much more I can tell you about this mighty woman of God, but the main thing that she wants us all to know is that she is a child of the Most High God and that she's a lover of the Lord. So I'm going to introduce to you Dr. Farrell Scott. Thereafter, I will give you the phone number for the MMC call and other announcements. Are you there, Dr. Scott?
It would appear that Dr. Scott is not on the call as of yet, so we are going to go ahead as Dr. Vanessa would say, in season and out of season, we must be prepared. And so here we are going to go on with the word, and today's word will be, we will talk about being fit for the master's use, being fit for the master's use. So we know that, you know, people may look at our past and our lives and our situations and our circumstances and wonder, how is it that God is choosing to use us? Because they know us from our past and they don't know us in our current state that God has chosen to, you know, utilize us. And they'll look and say, oh, well, she used to do this, or she used to do that, or, you know, she has a past. And they'll look at all those things, and they'll try to heap those fiery coals on your head to keep you from progressing to that next point that God desires you to be in. But God doesn't look at our past. He doesn't look at what we used to do or what we used to be. What he looks at is who he created us to be. And so he doesn't look at the things that man looks at, but instead he looks at who he is, because we are created in his image. So as we look at a few examples of God utilizing people who no one thought he would use, we'll get a better example of how we are to just continue to walk things out the way we are supposed to, instead of looking behind us. So if we'll look at David first, who the word says was a man after God's own heart. Now, David did a whole bunch of things. He had a man killed so that he can be with the woman, with his wife. He did a bunch of things that, you know, maybe some people would look at and say, that doesn't look like him being after God's own heart. David coveted things that were not his. But God used David to bring his people to that next level, to form the right relationship, to make the plans to build his sanctuary. He used David to do those things in spite of David's flaws and imperfections. So when we look at ourselves, we need to make sure we're looking at ourselves through the lens of the Holy Spirit and not through man's physical eyes. Another person that, you know, you would not think that God would have chosen to use was the woman at the well. You know, we all know her story. She had four husbands, and the man she was currently living with was not her husband. So she was committing adultery. But yet God used her to go tell the men in the town that Jesus, a person with living water, was sitting at the well. He used her, and he spoke into her life, so that change could come about. See, because if she had gone back just in and of herself and told the men in the town, hey, you know, there's this guy at the well, oh, he's great, they would have paid her no mind. But because she went and could demonstrate what Jesus had done for her and what he had said to her, they were able to say, okay, something's going on here. Let's go check this out for ourselves. But again, if you look at her character and her past, she's not the most likely candidate for the job in man's eyes. But because God sees past all that we are and all that we, you know, we have been in our past, then he can say, okay, this is my daughter, this is my son, this is the child, and I know what I've created them to do. So we're going to erase that past, which was done when Jesus went to the cross. See, we received that forgiveness and we became new beings. We became able to walk in right relationship because of what Jesus did on the cross. So our past, once we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, became washed away. It got cast into the sea of forgetfulness. So what I'm saying is we cannot allow those people from our past who don't know what God is doing in our present or for our future to continue to heap those coals on our head. Because, see, that will begin to get us stagnant. In that situation, we will end up not being able to move forward because we will be stuck. So we must continue to view ourselves and to understand that, yes, we have fallen short in the past, and we will once again fall short in the future, because we know the word tells us all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. So we're going to miss it again because we are human. But because we serve a loving and forgiving and just God, he is faithful to forgive our sins if we take them to him. So we'll look at another person. Let's look at Jacob. Jacob was a manipulator. He did things to his brother to get his birthright. He stepped in, and even though his mother gave him the idea to go take his father the food so that he could steal his brother's birthright, he did it. And he maneuvered and manipulated throughout his life. But God still used Jacob. See, God didn't see his past. God only saw what he planned for Jacob and what he had going with Jacob. So he didn't hold Jacob's past against him. What he did instead was change his name from Jacob to Israel so that he can become the father of great nations, the father of the nation of Israel and the 12 tribes. So we have to stop allowing our past and those things that we have done to hinder or halt our present and our future. Dr. Scott would always say, you have to live in your now. And if we are continuing to lug the baggage that we had from mistakes that we've made in the past along with us to our future, then those same things are going to continue to hinder God's flow for our lives. So how do we do that? How do we get to the point where we can say, okay, our past is truly behind us? Our past is truly a thing of the past, and we are not going to let it hinder us from this point forward. Number one, we have to go to God and confess and repent those things in our past if we have not done so already. So you go to God and you give it to him. You lay it at his feet and you do not pick it back up. See, because it's not God who doesn't forgive us, but it's those of us who turn back around and want to pick it up and moan over it again and just carry it with us again. So the second step, after you repent and give it to God, is to forgive yourself. See, God casts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. It's us, those of us who want to dive back into that sea, pick them up, and bring them back to life. So if we forgive ourselves, if we honestly and earnestly forgive ourselves, then we can move on to that next step. Once we have forgiven ourselves, then we have to decide that we are not going to go back to those things that are comfortable and familiar, but instead we are going to seek God's purpose for our lives. We're going to seek and learn what God desires for us from this point forward. See, there's nothing we can do about the things we did in the past. There's no changing them. There's no, redo, but there is a covered in the blood of the Lamb. There is a cast into the sea of forgetfulness. So we are seeking God's plan for our future and what is to come. So as we do that, as we're seeking God's future, we may stumble again. But what we have to purpose in our hearts to do is to get back up, dust ourselves off, and start moving forward again and not stay stuck, not focus on that which is behind us. Because we know that our past could become a burden that stops our future. So the next step in pressing forward is to understand whose we are and who we are in Christ Jesus. See, because that's the big thing. It's not who we are in the flesh that's going to determine our future. It is who we are in Christ Jesus that is going to propel us forward, that is going to prepare us for what God has for us. Because he always tells us, as we press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, not pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in man. Not remembering those things that are behind, but forgetting those things that are behind. So we have to make sure that we have a short memory, that we can say, okay, you know what? I did that. I've given it to God, and now I'm moving forward. There's a commercial on television with Charles Barkley and Scottie Pippen, and it's an amazing commercial if you look at it with a God mindset. They are talking about the round mound of rebound is what they used to call Charles Barkley. And he says, I don't remember that. And then at the end of the commercial, Scottie Pippen, if for any basketball fans, said, I'm the greatest Bull ever. Now, we know that Michael Jordan was the greatest Bull ever. But Scottie Pippen, short memory, says, I'm the greatest Bull ever. And he has purpose in his mind to say, I am the greatest, I am the best, and I am not going to allow what anyone else says or thinks to alter how I feel about what I've done, my accomplishments. So we have to have that same mindset. We have to say, okay, short memories, what we did in the past is in our past. But now we are going to look towards the future. We're going to look to God to lead and guide us into our now. We are going to live in our now. We are going to do what God says now. so that we can continue to move forward into what he has for us. See, because he says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, a plans for hope and a future, a plans to prosper us. See, if we look at Jeremiah 29:11, and we say, okay, God, we don't have to live in this current situation or circumstance because you have a plan for us. And we know that his plans are so much better than our own plans. We know that he is in the ultimate control, has the ultimate power to move us from point A to point B if we submit and surrender to his plan. So as we begin to process through leaving our past behind us and becoming fit for the master's use, we can say, okay, we don't have to consider our past. We can read the word of God to know what he desires for any situation or circumstance. We can spend time in prayer seeking him to learn the details of how he wants us to do it, and then we can move forward and be fit for his use. It's not about who we were or even who we are right this minute. See, God can use the most unlikely of people to bring about a thing. He used a donkey to speak life. A donkey, and if he can use a donkey, there's no man on earth who, if he repents and surrenders and accepts Jesus as Lord and Savior, that God can't use, that he can't bring about something special from. So don't allow others or your past or your history to stop you from becoming the person God wants you to be right now today. So if you look at it, if you truly just take a minute to say, okay, Daddy God, I'm going to stop and I'm going to be what you desire me to be today. I'm not going to look at tomorrow. I'm not going to look at yesterday. But I'm going to walk in my presence with you as the head of my life. I don't even want to be the co-pilot, God. I want you to be the pilot, the co-pilot, and I just want to be able to sit and follow your lead, because it's that important to be that surrendered and that submitted to God's will, because he has the ultimate perfect plan for each and every life. He desires that none will be lost and all will be saved. So to be fit for the master's use, we must forget those things behind us. We must forgive us ourselves, our past, and we must look to God to know that we know that we know that he has a plan for us and for our future. So again, don't allow anyone to tell you what God can't do in, through, and for you, because all things are possible for them who love the Lord. So just know that we are all fit for the master's use, that God sees greatness in all of us. We just have to choose to surrender and allow him to do what he does best, and that is be God all by ourselves. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Take it away.
Okay, I muted myself back out. Praise the Lord for such a robust and on-time word. We're just excited that God has blessed you with a word this morning that we all can stand and relate on. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the blood of the Lamb. We want to thank you for the drippings of Calvary Cross that allowed us, Lord, to have forgiveness, to have a new slate, to be forgiven by you and have new mercies anew. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for Minister Kai for coming forth this morning and bringing forth the word with clarity, with boldness, and with freshness, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, for reminding us that it doesn't matter what we may have done in the past. What matters is what you have us doing right now in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you right now for this call, Lord. Thank you for the service that you brought before you to have this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we just thank you for the moment that they're living in right now, Lord. We thank you for the yes that they continue to say to you, oh God. We just want to say thank you that we have technologies that enable us to make this phone call each and every morning, Lord. We thank you for the technology that you have given man for us to hear this call even after it has long since passed. Father, we just want to thank you so much for just everything that you are doing in our lives right now. We're just so careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord, not taking credit for anything that we are blessed with, Father. We want to thank you right now for the traveling mercies for those who are leaving Bahamas, Lord. We just want to thank you for the traveling mercies that you blessed them with in order to assemble for the Artists International Conference, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, for the yes that Dr. PK gave you and Dr. Vanessa gave, but also the yes that Papa Diaz de Leon gave you, Lord. Lord, his now at that time might have looked bleak, but he trusted in you, and he had faith knowing you had favor over his life. Thus, Artists International was birthed. Lord, we just want to thank you for each person on this line under the sound of my voice, the Master's Call family. Lord, thank you for erasing any slate that may have been on us, Lord. Thank you for closing doors that man's trying to open and opening door that man tries to close. We thank you for the blessings, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to stand on a footstool while enemies that are throwing darts at us are watching the blessings that manifest through your grace and your mercy, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us and giving us new health. We want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us and giving us new finances. We want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us and giving us new relationships. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the comfort that you have for the bereaved, Lord. Thank you for watching over the Ramsey family, the Jacobs family, the Drew family, the Watson family, all those, Lord, who may have lost a family member or loved one, God. We know that you were there in the midst and you were there comforting them, Lord, reminding them that joy comes in the morning. We just want to thank you for medical reports that are changing, oh God. We just want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to praise you in the middle of it right now. And Father, as we just thank you for the servant of God that came forth this morning, we ask that you protect Dr. Lucille Scott, wherever she is, Lord, and for whatever reason she couldn't be on the line, Father, we just ask that you bless her because you know her heart and you know that she had a word from you, God. But we just want to ask that you bless the servant that came forth today, Minister Kai. Bless her abundantly, her family members and those around her, Lord. Protect her for any fiery darts that may be shot against her, oh God. Let them rebel and people repent and know that you are God and God all alone. And no matter what, there's an angel before us and behind us and each side that says, valor of anything that is hitting against us, oh God. We just want to thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the fortitude and the blessing that you have given us tomorrow to vote. God, we just stand before our ancestors and know that you have told us that it is our right and our privilege, and those who may have lost their lives before us, we just thank you, God, that the blood of Jesus allows us to have forgiveness and to forgive those who've done wrong against us, to go to those polls and to vote in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we seal this prayer, we know that you are our comforter, our rod, and our shield, and we just thank you for all the mercies that you have given us and for the now that you are blessing us with. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen and amen. Master's Call family, I encourage you to share the replay number, which is 712-432-1085, the same access code 957-677-pound. I encourage you to share on your social media sites with your friends, families, coworkers, and neighbors. We encourage you to let them hear this word about how God gives us a new mercy each and every day. And I also encourage you to go to the website to hear this recap of the call, to read the recap of the call, and to learn more about our speakers. I also encourage you, after this call has ceased, to call into 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. That is for the MMC call that we really support and encourage you to do the same. So again, that's 530-881-1300. Access code is 539-598-POUND. That call takes place at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 out there in the West Coast. And for those of you who are just joining the call now or heard the last part of the call, we invite you to the call each and every morning, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 Pacific Time. Minister Robin, we love you with the love of the Lord. I want to thank you for greeting and feeding God's children this morning with such Jesus joy. And we want to thank you, Minister Kai, for being ready in season and out of season, delivering such a robust rhema word from the Lord. I'm calling you back now for the benediction. Master's Call family, you have a Jesus joy day, letting people know that you are Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Go ahead, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. We praise him, we magnify him, and we lift him up. And we know that you will go forward and be fit for the master's use in spite of who you were, because now you are a child of the King. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, O God, we want to praise your name, glorify your name, and give you the praise and honor that is due you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.